It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants.
I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
Well, it happens every year, every August, it seems like, even sometimes as early as July. I'd actually written off this year thinking that the market was just too exciting, but the dog days of August have surfaced. The market takes a break every year, of course, just waiting for the crop to play a few cards and provide some direction to potential price activity, and we're sitting back waiting for that now. The doldrums have really hit us. They've probably been here a couple of weeks, and probably will be around the marketplace another 3 weeks as a minimum. Nevertheless, I would suggest that there's some behind-the-scene activity. We just probably don't know it yet. The U.S. crop is struggling to hold USDA's 15.9 million bales, and the world crop, projecting at 102 million, could fall off a little bit. But I would take another 300,000 bales off the USDA estimate and probably another million off of the world number. But such a subtraction might just really reflect my bullishness or biasness. I better not say bullishness. I take that back. I'm a little bit biased for higher prices. I think the near-term trading range does continue, bracketed by 68 cents on the bottom and 71 cents on the top. I would have to come in and warn you and suggest rather strongly that a failure to hold 67 cents just opens up the door for just nearly an immediate drop to 65 cents. But I think until there's more crop definition, the 68 to 71 cent range is going to hold. It's a very narrow, very tight range, but we need a little bit more crop definition right now. A crop size. The market is coming to grips with the realization that the upper 70s of 3 weeks ago was just too high of a trading level as funds now have continued to exit the market. Actually, the managed money has withdrawn really from most all the ag commodity markets, and prices have toppled a bit. Now, for example, Midwest cash corn is near par with cash wheat, and cattle feeders have switched to feeding wheat because of that. And at more than a few locations. Cotton has been the darling of the fund managers, but really no more. The managers have taken their major stake out of the cotton ring and moved to the sidelines for now. The Chinese speculative funds have made a significant withdrawal as the Chinese cotton market has sold off generally in tune with New York. So the market just consolidates in this 68 to 61, 71 cent trading range. And the traders are going to just monitor crop progress, and probably this is going to be the attitude we'll see through both the September crop report, and which is 3 weeks away essentially, and the October crop report as well. Mills continue to provide the bulk of the price support as purchases and fixations have been very active at this 68 cent level. Export sales and shipments have been better than most expected. And over the past 2 weeks, the U.S. has sold nearly 550,000, or more than a half million bales of cotton for this marketing year. China's been a major buyer of both Upland and Pima, and as I say, a major buyer. Vietnam and Turkey continue to battle the Sioux's going to be the leading buyer of U.S. crop. The Pakistani crop has borne the brunt of Mother Nature's difficulties this season, and they've been a very active buyer of U.S. grades, and they will come back for more. They need more. World consumption has been underestimated all year. Now the realization of improved Chinese offtake is being supported by stronger mill use across the Indian subcontinent as well. World consumption is on target, I would suggest, to climb another 2 million bales higher than the current USDA estimate, taking world consumption up to, in my opinion, 113 million bales. Thank you so much, and you give that gift of cotton today.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.